9. The Lanonandic Rulers. The Lanonandics are the continuous rulers of the planets and the rotating sovereigns of the systems. Such a sun now rules on Jerusalem, the headquarters of your local system of inhabited worlds. The system sovereigns rule in commissions of 2 or 3 on the headquarters of each system of inhabited worlds. The Constellation Father names one of these Lanonandics as chief every decamillennium. Sometimes no change in the head of the trio is made, the matter being entirely optional with the constellation rulers. System governments do not suddenly change in personnel unless a tragedy of some sort occurs. When system sovereigns or assistants are recalled, their places are filled by selections made by the Supreme Council located on the Constellation Headquarters from the reserves of that order, a group which is larger on Audentia than the average indicated. The Supreme Lanonandic Councils are stationed on the various Constellation Headquarters. Such a body is presided over by the senior most high associate of the Constellation Father, while the junior associate supervises the reserves of the secondary order. The system sovereigns are true to their names. They are well-nigh sovereign in the local affairs of the inhabited worlds. They are almost paternal in their direction of the planetary princes, the material suns, and the ministering spirits. The personal grasp of the sovereign is all but complete. These rulers are not supervised by Trinity observers from the central universe. They are the executive division of the local universe, and as custodians of the enforcement of legislative mandates, and as executives for the application of judicial verdicts, they present the one place in all universe administration where personal disloyalty to the will of the Michael Sun could most easily and readily entrench itself and seek to assert itself. Our local universe has been unfortunate in that over 700 sons of the Lanonandic order have rebelled against the universe government, thus precipitating confusion in several systems and on numerous planets. Of this entire number of failures, only 3 were system sovereigns. Practically all of these sons belonged to the second and third orders, planetary princes, and tertiary Lanonandics. The large number of these sons who have lapsed from integrity does not indicate any fault in creatorship. They could have been made divinely perfect, but they were so created that they might better understand and draw near to the evolutionary creatures dwelling on the worlds of time and space. Of all the local universes in Orvontan, our universe has, with the exception of Hensalon, lost the largest number of this order of sons. On Uversa, it is the consensus that we have had so much administrative trouble in Nebadon because our sons of the Lanonandic order have been created with such a large degree of personal liberty in choosing and planning. I do not make this observation by way of criticism. The creator of our universe has full authority and power to do this. It is the contention of our high rulers that, while such free-choosing sons make excessive trouble in the earlier ages of the universe, when things are fully sifted and finally settled, the gains of higher loyalty and fuller volitional service on the part of these thoroughly tested sons will far more than compensate for the confusion and tribulations of earlier times. In the event of rebellion on a system headquarters, a new sovereign is usually installed within a comparatively short time, but not so on the individual planets. They are the component units of the material creation, and creature free will is a factor in the final adjudication of all such problems. Successor planetary princes are designated for isolated worlds, planets whose princes of authority may have gone astray, but they do not assume active rulership of such worlds until the results of insurrection are partially overcome and removed by the remedial measures adopted by the Melchizedeks and other ministering personalities. Rebellion by a planetary prince instantly isolates his planet. The local spiritual circuits are immediately severed. Only a bestowal sun can reestablish interplanetary lines of communication on such a spiritually isolated world. There exists a plan for saving these wayward and unwise sons, and many have availed themselves of this merciful provision. But never again may they function in those positions wherein they defaulted. After rehabilitation, they are assigned to custodial duties and to departments of physical administration.